everything about reality TV is brought to you by Crispy on the Web. Go to crispyontheweb.com for more details, information, social media, much, much more. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Everything About Reality TV. I am your host, Chris the Infant Man. Welcome to that podcast, guys. It feels like it's been over a couple of weeks since I've recorded 8 podcasts. No, it hasn't been. It's only not even been a week. It is Thursday evening right now when I'm recording this. I was going to do this sooner, but I end up dilly-dallying in my room most of the afternoon. But anyway, let's get right into it. Episode number 34 of Everything About Reality TV. So let's get right into the Survivor Game Changers recap for this Thursday after this Thursday edition of this podcast. We're talking Survivor Game Changers. This is the 8th episode of Survivor. I think we are pretty well over the halfway mark now from day 39. We are so close to the end of the season. So Debbie said what she wanted to happen actually happened. The line is not just drawn, it's cemented. The line is drawn in cement, meaning it is a cemented plan. It's gonna happen, and the plan is drawn. The line is drawn in the cement. It's a done deal to the plan that they want for the next plan to. The plan is there to what they want to do next. Next person to get out. So her, Brad, Troyzan, Ty, Sierra, and Sarah are like a tight 6. They're gonna blow them away and pick everyone else that isn't in the 6 off one by one. So meaning the 6 will be at the final 6, and nothing much more about it. So Andrea was blown away by the vote. She thought she was in the minority, but she wasn't in the minority this time around. She was completely blindsided on what happened. Andrea was talking about the vote with Zeke. Zeke said he will have to stick with the minority alliance for now. Sarah said Andrea is showing her true colors. Sarah said she is going to have to pick. So Sarah has to pick a side, which side she wants to go on. Does she want to go with the 6, or she wants to go with the other side of the alliances? So she will have to pick, one side or the other to what, which side she wants to, be on. Because by the sounds of it, she is not very happy with the 6 alliance that's there. The 6 alliance there. She doesn't seem happy. I just noticed that she isn't, overly happy on her alliance right now. So I think she is kind of maybe possibly thinking about switching sides. Obviously, she will have to pick a side, because as the weeks go on, we're going to be losing more and more and more people, and which means that she's going to have to start picking the side to, be on, to vote with. So maybe making a new alliance, for example, with somebody or with another group, she will have to make another alliance somehow. In the near future, in the next upcoming few episodes, probably. So, Zeke. Okay, so let's see. There. Okay, so she said she still wants to work with Zeke. So I guess Sarah says she still wants to work with him. She's still with him. She's still committed, and she's still pretty well. She's with the alliance. Like, she is with her alliance right now. Sorry, not Lions. She really wants to work with Zeke, regardless. So the reward challenge, they're divided up into two teams of five. One person at a time would go to the obstacle, and then once everybody's there, they have to swim down and get a retreat. One of them has to swim down, get a grappling hook, and then once they get it, they have to retrieve rings. First person that gets all the rings wins immunity. Sorry, not immunity, reward. And their reward is they're taken by a seaplane to the Samoan Island for a picnic. So by a seaplane, aka like a float plane, which would probably be very nice. And it was a schoolyard pick'em, meaning that they'll get captains, and someone would be captain. They would be picking who they want on their team. And then, of course, Jeff said this: one person will not participate in the challenge, and they will not get to partake in the reward. And we saw that happen when they merged last week. So if you had the schoolyard pick 'em, Culpepper was captain. He chose Debbie, Sierra, Andrea, and Aubrey. Siri was captain. She picked Zeke, Sarah, Troyzan, and Ty. And Michaela sat out, and she was not happy one bit that she was again not picked for a challenge. And then she said, "Makes no friggin' sense." I noticed they're showing the camera kind of panoramically, or the camera turned onto that scroll that's right by Michaela's foot, which meant, and it said secret advantage. And I'm surprised Michaela never noticed that secret advantage whatsoever during the time she was sitting there watching the challenge. So Culpepper made it across. Ty was crawling over on the beam. Sierra was in the water. Ty was across. Troyzan was in the water. Troy then got in across. Sierra was in the water for Orange. Sierra was catching up and puts Orange in the lead. Debbie was on Zeke's trail, and then Zeke couldn't make it. He fell in the water again. Andrea was crawling and got across. Culpepper dove down to get the grappling hook. And then Sierra was, tossing to get the rings, meaning that she was grabbing the rings to pick up. Look at all the rings. I don't know how many rings there were, like six or nine or something, or eight or nine of them. I'm not really sure on what, how many rings there were, technically. I don't know. So Sarah had helped Sari. So Sari got exhausted. She couldn't get up, so Sarah helped her up. Culpepper got the fifth ring and won the reward for the orange team. Blue team. So the blue team, Culpepper, it was Sierra. It was, who else was it? Andrea was there. I forget who was on it. Let me just go back here. Culpepper, Debbie, Sierra, Andrea, Aubrey, got to go on the reward. And then everyone kind of stood there, like stayed back to watch Sari conquer the beam to finish it. Michaela did not see the secret advantage whatsoever during the whole challenge. She didn't realize something was at her foot. I would probably notice it right off the bat. Like, oh, what is this? What the heck is this thing? And then I would probably stash it away very quickly so nobody would see it. So Sarah saw the secret advantage. And then she kind of was on the dock there, and she actually grabbed it. So Sierra has the secret advantage. Sierra said she is very proud of how well Sari did to conquer the challenge. Even though it was finished, they stood back to watch her finish the challenge. Then also she said that three said this is a rough game, and she did. You know, she's not a challenge beast. She's not very good at the challenges. So, and I think it's more her social game that is actually better. Like, I think she plays more of a social game than she plays a physical game. Everybody has their strengths and weaknesses. Probably, I would say I'm both. I would say, what would I be? Probably more social. I'll be more of a social threat. I'd probably be more, I might be a little bit on the physical side, but the mental competition I'd probably be really good at, obviously. But that's if I was on Big Brother, not Survivor. But I mean, yeah, I could probably win a few competitions here and there on Survivor, pretty much. I could do it. Sarah said she has attention to detail. Her advantage is to steal a vote from somebody. The stolen vote can be used until there is 5 players left. So, meaning once there are 5 players left, then that will not be able to be used. So, on the reward, Debbie said she was a captain in an air patrol, and she loves airplanes. Brad kept Sarah and Troy's hand back to be his eyes and ears, meaning he kept those two back so they can, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? They're kind of, you know, that way, if the whole alliance was there, a good majority of the alliance was there, that means that the other side could not make plans to get one of them out, obviously. So Brad was thinking smart, in a way. Brad was thinking very, very, very smart in order to, you know, if they took if they took the whole entire alliance with them, then that would be a little bit of trouble. And then, of course, there's 6 members of the alliance. So, meaning if they are, like, sick, like, one would be with the other, pretty much. The other one would be there. So, I mean, which means, like, one would be on the other side. They can flip to the other side and get one of those other 5 out. Like Brad and Debbie and Andrea and Troyzan or whoever of those 6 was on the opposite team. So, and also if they didn't compete either, if they were chosen not to be to compete, then obviously meaning that they could be sitting out and be at the camp during the reward, and they would, they can flip at any time. So, Sierra asked Andrea about the whole Zeke situation, him turning on her for no reason. She also said, she doesn't know why he turned on her. And also, she has nobody to work with in this game currently. Sarah was asking 3 who is running the show right now. So Sarah said Brad or Sierra, obviously, meaning those two are pretty well running things at the moment. And then Sarah said both, actually. So, yeah, both of them are pretty well running the show right now. They are in control. They are running things right now. So they're not sure about, she wants to, keep working with them. Sarah wasn't sure, maybe just flipping to the other side to work with for a change. Maybe starting to go on the other side instead. And also, Sarah said, does she stand a chance at the final 3 with Brad and Sierra? No. Definitely, I think Brad or Sierra will have a better chance at winning the game, pretty much. I think those two would probably win the game pretty easily at this point. So, All right, so three says Sarah. Three says Sarah, and herself, three, Michaela, Zeke could get one of them out, and then Zeke would probably go with them, as well. Andrea probably the relationship between Zeke and Andrea probably be fixable, probably be repairable. Probably not really sure if it would be repairable. So, going to the immunity challenge, they have to be pulling a rope, balancing a wobbly table while stacking blocks that spell the word immunity. If you drop everything, if you wobble the table too much, the blocks will drop and you have to start again. And then the winner that spells immunity without dropping wins. Immunity and they're safe. Ty went out without a block, so he was thinking, oh, what the hell am I doing? What the hell am I doing? I don't even have a block. My head's just not there or something. He said that. So Culpepper and Debbie had their second block. Ty struggled to spilling immunity back where all the blocks were, so he had to kind of spilled it backwards. Which is, don't even ask me how to do it, but I-M-M-U-N-T-I, so it would be Y-T-I, M-U, no, N-U-M-M-I, if I correct it. I know, I'm trying to think, I should have wrote it on the board, so I can look at it while I'm recording this podcast here in the studio, but I didn't, I should have, but yep. Spill it backwards, that way you have them in proper order when they're on the wobbly table, right? So you gotta make sure they are right, you gotta make sure it's spelled right too in order to win. So Andrea was in the lead, Ty got his first, Troyzan got his fourth, Andrea with her fourth as well, they got their fifth, Troyzan at five, Sarah dropped, so she had to start all over again from scratch. Aubrey dropped. Andrea and Joyzan got the seventh. Andrea dropped. I was thinking Andrea would have won this immunity. I was thinking she would have won it, but she didn't. She kind of dropped at the wrong second. Troyzan won. Culpepper was catching up, but dropped. So Troyzan won an individual immunity. Sierra said one of the six, power six, won immunity. Troyzan, obviously. And she's glad that he won so they can get out Andrea, who is a big threat, strategic threat in this game. So they're talking about the Taiyi Alliance of six, who to get out next. Culpepper says he's so sick of Michaela. And I guess the way her attitude's been. Or the way she's just been recently. But they want to get Andrea out, who's a bigger threat at this point in time. Also talking about us six. So the six of them would get out Andrea, but the rest of them would get out Michaela. We'd vote for Michaela to be the next one voted out of Survivor Game Changers. So Sarah wasn't high in the picking order, and she wants to make a move. So obviously I think Sarah is wanting to switch sides at this point. I think she wants to switch sides at this point. And I think she really wants to, maybe get out one of the six. Say, hey, look at me. I got out a bigger threat. And, I'm going to play my own game now, I guess. So they told Zeke that they will need Andrea. Zeke did not want to work with Andrea, obviously, because of what happened before in the last Tribal Council. Sarah talking to Andrea. She's at the bottom of the six. But they're going to have to work with Zeke. It's our only, chance to do it. So Sierra talking to Sarah about her and Sarah and Debbie final three. And then also a Slong Nobody flip And then Debbie told Aubrey Sarah doesn't trust her, but is going to vote Michaela. So Aubrey told Michaela what happened, and then they're going to go after Michaela. So Aubrey gave both fingers to Sarah, and as Sarah said, Debbie's spreading lies about her. So obviously, I think that was kind of a red flag saying, oh, hey, look, I think Debbie is kind of trying to control the game, and, you know, I think it's best we get her out. So maybe it's best that we get Debbie out at this point in time. So obviously, I think they are really starting to think, okay, we need to get out Debbie because she is, you know, she's starting to prove herself that she can, you know, play the game. She can play the game, what's the word I'm looking for? She can play the game very well. So I think that kind of raised the red flag with them. That, yeah, she can play the game. She can do well. So, I'm thinking that, they're kind of thinking, you know what? Debbie's got to go next. Debbie's the next one to go, in this season. Obviously, she is, the next one. So, Tribal Council, they're talking about three, and, you know, she wanted to finish the challenge, and, everyone was there to, you know, root her on. To finish the challenge. And then Sarah says she didn't give up. Talking about the immunity. Everything was, you know, completely different from the reward challenge. And then the six were walking in the woods. You know, they made a decision. Okay, we are going to get out Andrea, obviously. It was Andrea, not Michaela, that would be the next one to go. So now they have a big... They decided what the plan was. So they knew exactly what was going to go on. So people were on the right side of the numbers. Trizan said, if you're going to, you're at six, take the chance. Like, take it. And then they also, Zeke said, shuffle the deck, meaning that you can shuffle the deck at this point. Anything can happen. So Michaela said, vote with the numbers. Go with the numbers and vote who they're voting out, I guess that's what she means. So the vote, Debbie voted for Andrea, Andrea voted for Debbie. So obviously I knew those two would vote for each other. Regardless, I knew those two would vote for each other. Ozzy looked, when they mentioned about the idol, anyone has a human idol, community idol, now's the time to play it. Kind of, Ozzy kind of had that look, like, are they going to play an idol this week? Nope, there was no idol played. So the votes were between Andrea and Debbie. Four votes for Andrea, it was tied. Five votes for Andrea, tied again. And the 10th person voted out of Survivor Game Changers. And the third member of the jury was Debbie, and that kind of shocked me. It did not shock me. I figured it out. I think Debbie was in a bit of trouble there. I can sense it. Debbie was in a bit of trouble. So Michaela was clapping because Debbie's out. So next week, the tide's gonna turn. They're gonna be making a bigger move. Zeke says he can play the way he wants to now. So that will be exciting. That will be a very exciting episode, I think, once again. So with that, thank you guys so much for watching this episode of Everything About Reality TV. If you're new to the podcast, please subscribe, follow, whatever the button says. I think it says subscribe on certain platforms that this podcast is on. And then you can, certain other ones have follow. Whatever it says, subscribe or follow. Be sure to go to my Stitcher, give it a review. Let me know you're enjoying the show or not. And I will see you, and don't forget, also follow me on Twitter at Crispy on the Web. I will see you guys next time, I'll see you guys tomorrow for the Big Brother Canada recap. Have a good night, guys. Bye for now.